Now,
yeah.
This tomorrow, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know this guy.
No.
And so I'm going to show up and just feel relaxed as hell.
No, you probably won't.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about the role I should play, because if I'm not relaxed, I'm just going to close down.
Well, you might close down. So I plan to get there at 4.
Us is?
Me and you and Sheldon, if he makes it.
At 4?
At 4. Then we have a beer.
Well,
he doesn't show up until 4:20. We got a beer.
And what's his role again? Why?
He is the mayor of Gardner.
Mayor of Gardner.
And he is running for the House of Representatives. And he's coming on to talk about why he should be elected.
Isn't that going to be D-R-Y?
Well, it would be D-R-Y if it was anybody but us doing the interview.
You got a lot of confidence, buddy.
Well, it'll work or it won't. And if it doesn't work, no one will
Sheldon's
hear about it.
Sheldon's more apt to go political than I am.
But he's going to go dry. See, Sheldon is going to read a political manifesto.
Once the voice goes 2 octaves lower, forget
it's
it.
Over.
Right. And you won't have enough memory in this thing.
Yeah, to keep up with Sheldon's exposition.
Well, to keep it going.
Well, the thing is, Sheldon will talk so much that the guy will never have a chance to talk. So what I think will happen, we're not going to just leap into the interview. We're just going to talk a little bit, get a little rapport, see what happens. I'll get the interview. Either you do your thing or you don't. I get my thing, and I'll put it together.
Featuring Sheldon Bird, Chelsea from Doc 4, Mary Lou Dyer, and special guest, Tom Harnett.
Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with Steve Campana, and we're doing a special record here at 2 Gramps on Water Street in Gardner, which is a brew pub. Started, I think, about 6 months ago. I'll confirm with the server. Tonight we're going to have Sheldon Bird with us, as well as Tom Harnett, who is running for the House of Representatives and currently the mayor of Gardner.
The interesting one does Stormy have photos. Those are...
I think Stormy does have photos. And what's worrisome...
How can you tell the difference?
I actually have them in the correct hand per where they are on the taps. So that's number 2, and that's number 6.
By looks, it'd be hard, wouldn't it?
Looks is harder. Smell, it's not so difficult. And then, I mean, I'm not going to taste your beer, but by taste is definitely a big difference.
We're being joined by Sheldon Bird.
Hello.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm fine. About to be better.
Awesome.
Watch out, ladies. We know you've heard about the silver tongue of Sheldon Bird.
Is this supposed to be a little on the sour side?
The 104, it does have a little bit of a sourness to it.
Yeah.
Joe changed the profile in his grains that he was using, mm-hmm. and so it kind of changed it from what it was previously. It didn't have as much of a smoky taste to it. This time it's got a little bit more of a sour essence and a little bit more of a smokiness.
So as we've seen, the staff here at 2 Gramps is very knowledgeable about the beer.
We try.
What's the name come from? 2 Gramps.
2 Gramps. Okay, so 2 Gramps is Joe and his father-in-law. Joe's the owner, and his father-in-law is Steve, and they are 2 Gramps. Grandfather 1, grandfather 2. Joe is a grandfather to 5 boys.
Wow.
Is he 45 years old?
He is not. He is almost 55. Within
what?
Like a couple days. He'll be 55 at the end of the month.
He's my 55 age.
55 and he's a grandfather mm-hmm. times?
5.
Well,
that's God forbid.
Yep.
Jeez, can they do DNA transfusions?
Jeez. We'll ask him for
you. Did you ever wonder if you were a multi-billionaire?
Yes.
And your wife was giving birth to one of your sons?
Yes.
And you had some shady escapade with a
woman, no, I'm genteel.
Not a woman
poster down.
Of ill repute.
Normally,
but,
I put them down
but
for you.
Certainly, a woman that stars in movies on the dark side.
Yes.
Why would you settle NDA for $130,000 if you're filthy rich? 2. Why would the woman agree to it for $130,000? In the street value, if I offered $130,000, that would have an effect on my bankroll.
Right.
But somebody that has...
Absolutely. Yeah, that's chump change.
Something
that's
walking around the bird towers.
Yes.
You know, right. All over the United States.
That's right. Bird casino.
Right, bird casino.
The bird casinos. Yes.
Right. You know, when it's worldwide, isn't that fishy?
Oh, sure. More like cider.
Yeah, it's very florid.
If you like something smoky and sour, this mm-hmm. thing is sour.
You want to have a little cream?
Well, that's how that all started.
Yeah.
Better. Yeah. Oh, you know the tweeting doll in there that's our leader?
Yeah.
Well, he found his match, his old Stormy fired back.
Yes.
We didn't sleep much. Ha ha ha.
That's right.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, that. And then she goes X's and O's at the end of the tweet.
She's formidable. She's just.
Well, I've been. I follow her on Twitter now.
Yeah.
And
as well.
And I have a life lessons list of people who you shouldn't have a Twitter war with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
teenagers.
Those kids in Florida, for
right?
sure.
Comedians.
Yes.
And Don Rickles. Hello.
Well, he's not a big tweeter.
No. Right. But
in his heyday.
But comedians in general, and I've added Stormy Daniels to the list. Well, did you see that Corker? Is it? Senator Corker said today that the reason why the Republicans aren't being stronger against protecting Mueller is because they're afraid that Trump supporters, he'll lose Trump support, and so they'll lose even more in the coming blue wave election. And so they're feathering their communication about Mueller to not piss off Trump until the election.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's one explanation.
You don't think that guy's going to wait, do you?
I think the other explanation is Cambridge Analytica sent some Ukrainian women over to their houses and caught them in a little bit of a hanky-panky thing.
Well, I got thinking of you because when they did that nerve gas stuff in England, they got on and said, well, Putin sent a message. And so I just zoomed to, he sent a message to anybody in Russia thinking of pulling the stunt, we're going to get you.
No,
then I thought about what Sheldon said. I said, wait a minute. Was it you?
I think it was me.
No, it was Sheldon.
Was
that
it
had
Sheldon?
The Russians
right.
were scaring the Republicans if they go after Trump because of his relationship with Putin.
Right.
And so there was something with their families. Well, if you use nerve gas, which hasn't been used since Hitler, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about what they did.
Yeah.
In Britain.
No, this is real James Bond stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So what does our leader do?
Calls him up and says, congratulations.
Hey, how's it going? Have a vodka on me.
Yeah.
And then, that's like J. Edgar calling up Al Capone and congratulating him on the bank heist. He did.
Yeah. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the podcast, we have joining me and Steve, Tom Harnett, who is currently the mayor of Gardner and who is running for the House of Representatives as a Democrat.
That's right, House District 83.
House District 83, if you're listening, that includes Gardner
and
Farmingdale. But not West Gardner?
Not West Gardner. West Gardner is hooked up with Hollowell.
Oh, so that's
Charlotte's district.
I'm not armed with too many insightful questions, though I think a good question that people probably ask you a lot is, why did you decide to run?
It's a good question, and I do get asked it a lot. You would think I'd have a really pat answer by now. The primary reason I want to run is that having served the community, the city of Gardner, for 7 years now, I've learned firsthand that the decisions made up the river in Augusta have a profound impact on everything we do and our residents and their tax burden, their education, their day-to-day lives. And I want to be able to protect their interests and make sure that they're heard before those decisions are made.
Fantastic. Well, I know you've been struggling with the, revenue sharing?
Revenue sharing.
Mm. Yeah, that's the real name of that?
Yeah, that's the real name. The legislature made a promise that it would return 5% of sales and income tax to the municipalities.
Yes.
The municipalities, where we have no choice, our residents have to pay the income tax and our vendors have to collect and pay the sales tax, mm-hmm. but the legislature decided, well, maybe not 5%. Maybe we'll make it 4%.
It's sort of maybe like that we'll make 55% of school funding, right?
It's very similar to that in that it is below the number it's supposed to be, and right now it's at 2%. Now you might say, well, 5 to 2%, that's only 3%. It's 60%.
Wow.
60%
yeah,
reduction.
Yeah, lower than it, yeah.
Than it's supposed to be as required by statute, and I feel that the municipalities have lived up to their end of the bargain, the promise, mm-hmm. and the state has reneged. And that's one of the things I want to change.
So for a town like Gardner, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
For city of Gardner, it's over $800,000, mm. I believe, in the budget. To put it in plainer terms, if the legislature had lived up to its promise on revenue sharing, we would have delivered a property tax decrease to the residents of Gardner every year that I've been mayor.
Right.
And we've not been able to do that, and I don't think that's fair.
Well, so the legislators all come from communities like this.
They do.
So when they get there, all of a sudden something happens to them where they say, well, we don't really want to send the money back to our hometowns?
I can't answer that question. I hope I'm not answering that question about me. But in fairness, I suspect it comes down to them having to balance the budget. And that's one of
the appropriations committee argument.
They would be.
And what happens is if they want something to pass, that no matter how you might want to support Gardner, mm-hmm. you got to swallow hard to get some other things that the Democrats or the Republicans want to get through.
And sometimes they're trying to figure out whose respirator to shut off.
Literally. Sometimes it's a decision to cut income tax on the wealthiest Mainers, mm-hmm. and losing that revenue stream means you've got to find that revenue elsewhere to support basic programs like the respirator.
Yes.
And I don't think that those tax cuts targeted to those amongst us who have the most should place a tax burden on those amongst us who might have the least, and then they have to worry about losing their homes.
Well
that's unacceptable to me. Unacceptable.
Now, this is an important question. Are you left-handed?
I am left-handed. And why is that an important question?
Because that's one of Steve's questions. I figured he'd forget to ask.
Steve usually notices that.
It comes from the Latin sinatris, which is sinister.
I know that. My father, I was raised Irish Catholic. Well, I am Irish. I was raised Catholic.
Right.
And my father, like I did, went to Catholic grade school, high school, and college. And when he was in grade school, he was left-handed. They tied his arm behind his back, mm-hmm. the nuns did.
Mm-hmm. Of course they did.
And he learned to write right-handed. He had beautiful penmanship, and they allowed me to continue to be a lefty, and I have terrible penmanship. So maybe there's something to be said for tying the arms behind the back. I don't know.
They kill for left-handed pitching.
They do.
They do.
They do. You want that lefty closer.
You pitch left-handed, you gotcha.
I have a theory that countries that write right-to-left mm-hmm. were ruled by left-handed people mm-hmm. Because they don't get the ink all over their hands. And that's a lefty thing. I believe that in the kings and queens of England might have been lefty, and that's why they drive on the correct side of the road. I haven't done a lot of research as to whether or not
we usually don't do any research.
No. But what does this say about countries where the writing goes vertical?
They're ambidextrous.
Schizophrenic?
I don't know.
You know, we might have a lot of... vertical penman listener, Sheldon. We don't want to alienate them.
We don't
want to
offend anybody.
We don't want to alienate.
No, but it's an untapped revenue source for graffiti under the bridges.
And do you read it up or do you read it down?
On the bridge. So this is the best of the three that I've tried so far.
Which is that?
The cream.
Pretty
Yeah. See, I have menu psychic magic. Any restaurant,
spare me.
Whether I've been in or not, I can get a feel for the restaurant and know what is going to be the best thing on the menu.
Of course you can.
I can. Multinationally.
Oh, I know.
You've been to Canada?
Oh, yeah. Poutine. It's always poutine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk about guilt? You want to lay that one on him?
Guilt? All right, that's going nowhere.
Well, all I was going to say was my grandmother came to me and said, no, grandmother's from Italy. Stephen, that's me. Why don't you hook up with a nice Italian girl? I said, grandmother, I never met a nice Italian girl. I thought she was going to have the big one. Somebody didn't introduce Joe.
He introduced himself, Stephen.
Oh, that's true. I drifted.
I think our forefathers all sat around a pub.
Right. And talked
and
stuff out.
And they talked stuff out. Mm-hmm. And I think we need more sang, of that. And they sang?
Yeah, we do some singing.
Oh, we do that. I'll probably pass on the singing.
Do we have any Tom songs?
Well, Tommy, the rock opera.
I don't know if we can Tommy, do Tommy. Yeah.
Oh.
That might be a little bit
wizard.
More advanced.
Oh, you're not going to do the
entire. Probably some old English
old
folk
Tom.
Song thing.
Oh, there's got to be old Tom.
Old Tom or Black
about
Tom.
About a sheep.
you wanted to back into that one.
I never get the punchline.
Yeah.
All right, there's plenty of Joes, right? Hey,
everywhere.
Joe.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Yeah, that's
boom.
It. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Joe, where'd you get that pretty little girl, eh?
Ah.
Don't know that one.
Did you write that?
No.
No.
I wish I had.
Hey, Joe. Where are you going?
How old are you, Tom?
62.
Oh, you're looking good.
Thank you.
Well preserved.
If I had said 61, would the answer have been the same?
Well, looking good considering.
Yeah. Good day over 61 and a half.
Yeah, and actually we're going to make one of our first beers, we're going to name it the Gardner Common. We're going to use a California Common recipe, so it will be a lagered beer. Nice. We'll make an ale with a lagered yeast. So that's how the old traditional steamer
beer.
Yeah.
Came it's like Anchor Steam.
California, beer. In San Francisco.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it the Gardner Common.
Nice.
Lager speaking yeast. Of Gardner Common, and in a Steve Campana style rapid change of subject.
I never said a word.
That's why it's your style.
That's right. He's
not
just
you.
Standing in for you since you're so silent.
Well, I told him I would.
I knew he was going to be silent because, right, new place, new people. But anyway, the thing that we want to. You guys are from, you know, Gardner people. I think we should ask him about Skating Annie.
Oh, well, now that's true.
Do you know about Skating
Annie? I do not know about Skating Annie.
Oh. And now, you call yourself a Gardner local. So, supposedly, right, this came from Mary Lou and your sources at Gardner PD.
Not PD, but Gardner.
Close.
Yeah.
Every winter when it's cold and the shacks are out there, there's a member of the opposite sex from us who goes topless skating around seeking clientele.
In the spell check.
And right above.
Oops. That content is inappropriate for all listeners.
Up above there is their base of operation
for
closing the deal.
Being
somehow,
there's not enough room in this
when
whole
it's 20 degrees out, some female can go topless out on that river, skating around to these shacks. Nobody's heard about this?
I've lived here a very long time, and I've not heard of it, seen it, or
well,
heard anyone else talk
when
about
I lived in Randolph, that would spread like wildfire.
Maybe we'll show up in the comments section of the podcast. Somebody will.
Maybe. Of course, I have to edit it for libel because he mentioned Gerard's. But
Pat's Pizza.
Right. We can make that edit.
So how about a political question? Doug and I were talking outside. I asked him if that was appropriate. He said absolutely, and he said he and Steve were talking last night. So, well,
because you may be driving or operating heavy machinery while listening to this podcast, Sheldon's comments have been truncated for your safety.
Can we talk for a minute about the future of Maine?
It's a big question.
Yes.
I'll use Gardner as an example. Gardner was a mill town. It was the river that fueled the economy. And that changed. The mills closed.
Even as most recently, health techs and...
Right. And what I saw was a population looking backwards at what was, thinking it's going to come back, mm-hmm. instead of looking forward at what can be. And you talked about sense of place. that's our biggest selling point.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place to be. The state is a beautiful state.
You don't have to lock your house.
And with technology, you can work from anywhere. We should be focusing on high-speed broadband.
Yes.
To me, it's obvious.
The three-ring binder.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But the three-ring binder is not enough. It needs to be rural Maine. It needs to be treated as a utility because it's as important as water and electricity.
Because otherwise towns like Madawaska die.
That's right. And
which are also beautiful places.
They're beautiful places, and we have exported not just our raw materials, we're exporting our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're leaving, mm-hmm. thinking that the opportunities are not there for
them.
They
have to.
Now.
Even if we educate them here.
And I think we can change that. We can never lose sight of the fact that Maine is also known for its craftsmanship and ingenuity, and we need to let...
And its work ethic.
The people, and its work ethic, the kids that want to do that, let's give them a path to make that possible. We have to look forward and seize opportunities, mm-hmm. and not wring our hands about what's probably not coming back.
Fair enough.
Tom, I got to shoot. Thank you. Right. Nice to see you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Tom.
We've had our first celebrity guest, Tom Harnett, Mayor of Gardner, currently running for the House of Representatives in the District
83, Farmingdale and Gardner.
District 83, Farmingdale and Gardner. If you're a Tom Harnett fan, I'm sure he needs volunteers. And how can they reach out and get in touch with you, Tom?
They can follow me on Facebook at Tom Harnett for the House. And I also have an email address of Harnett for the House.
So that's harnettforthehouse@gmail.com and on Facebook at Tom Harnett for the House. For the House. Fantastic. Thank you.
We've had fun, but our time is up. Now we're going back to the Liberal Cup.
Hey, here's the joke of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's...
drive-by shooting just showed up.
That's correct. Yeah. We have
the honorable
TJ. The honorable TJ.
Haven't go that far.
Yeah. Oh, not so honorable.
You
ought to run for president. That's a qualification.
Well, if I could run, maybe I would.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not a runner?
No. Bum knees.
Oh, that's why you can't run.
That's not the running he was talking about.
You've fallen into the TJ idiot trap, which only he can set.
Yeah.
Oh! So you have a joke of the week.
I do.
We want to hear it.
It's actually, it's one that I've really enjoyed being able to tell, because it has a little bit of a sound effect to it.
Oh, sound effect.
What is the best lettuce to make a horn out of?
H-O-R-N?
The best lettuce.
Arugula!
Full horn. Oh, that's right up there with why do all the elephants die in Alabama?
I don't know. I do know.
But tell us, Steve.
Tuscaloosa.
Right? It sounds like they need to make a dentist appointment.
No. This is grammar school still. I didn't get it, actually. I had to get to be a freshman in high school for it. Oh, Tuscaloosa.
Well, I got to get back to work, guys.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, TJ with the joke of the week.
I mean,
yeah.
But there's a lot of F-O-O-L-S's out there in the voting public that...
Apparently it's just enough. For Trump to steal the election.
The only thing I can think about that, the voting public, deep down inside the bowels of Hall or any other, have committed crimes like that and didn't have the wherewithal to have a non-disclosure.
And
nobody give a shit if you said I had.
And they're rooting for
Well, they probably didn't want to know.
Yeah.
You had sex with who? A giraffe. Oh, really? Well,
I was single for a long time.
Well, the old boys in Oklahoma like the goats and the sheep.
And I never got up to anything like that. I don't know how widespread getting up to that kind of thing with slash porn stars. I mean, I suppose there are guys who go away to conferences and
well, look at the life he's sheltered. He's a sheltered kid.
Yeah.
Spoiled, rotten, which by itself doesn't mean you're going to be. But his father was... quasi-ruthless just to get as far as he did.
Right.
But Jesus, this is playing out just like a, you know, I never watched it. What was it? The Apprentice or some show that he had?
Yeah, he had a show called
The Apprentice. Yeah, well, he fired Trump. Will he fire McKay? You know, babe, and all that.
It's all he knows.
And so what's he do today? He calls up and thanks Putin for congratulating him for winning the election. And they got these pictures of the Russian stuff in the ballots.
Right.
All over the web.
Yeah.
Putin sticks it right in your face.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Russians, because Russians,
they're all used to it.
Yeah, but it was so funny that in America to see a guy hauling out these ballots coming right
and just stuffing them in.
Yeah, right under the camera. Putin's going, yeah, well, so what?
Yeah.
You're on the pod.
I was remarking yesterday.
On my birthday.
On episode. Birthday.
Today is your birthday.
Shall we do happy birthday,
baby?
Weren't you just going traditional?
I was going traditional.
Not this guy. He's going old school.
He goes. He's coming up. What was her name? Marilyn
Happy
Monroe.
Birthday, Mr. President.
Oh,
that's why.
Happy birthday,
Mr. President.
What were you remarking on? What'd you say?
I was remarking to Megan yesterday that when she sang a little bit of Brown Eyed Girl, it was very good.
That's true.
Yes.
And we can call her Megan now because we don't have any competition with Meg and Megan.
So. Right.
I'm the OG. I'm still here.
That's right. You are the only. The Queen of the Megs.
Queen of the Megs. All right. Thanks for that. Definitely the oldest.
Well, let's challenge Dougie on this one. Was there any hit song with her name in it?
No. Megan.
No.
Or Meg.
I will tell you when I was a girl, though. Trust me.
Gloria was in there.
Gloria.
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Yeah, that's not my name, though.
No, I know, but that name. But that's a tough name.
Listen, when I was younger, I always, the song Maggie May by Rod Stewart, when he says, Maggie, I wish I'd never seen your face. I always pretended he was saying Megan, and I would sing it Megan. So that was my song.
Well, and the lyrics to that. Was.
Oh, God. She tossed him around and broke his heart. And...
But one of them, when I see the sun hitting your face, talks about he was hitting
on
older...
He could see the age of her face. Yeah.
I'm just doing a quick search for songs about Megan.
Good luck.
There is...
There might be an old Irish song, because that's an Irish name.
I should think.
Oh, Ruby Tuesday.
Could I have... Another butter, peanut butter. Thank you.
I think there's a band called the Smoking Popes.
Okay.
And they do a song called Megan.
Hmm. Is it like heavy metal? Because I'm not into it.
I don't really know what the Smoking Popes are going to be about.
Country and Western would normally go Megan.
Yeah, they go for...
Yeah, they go
Loretta for... and...
Mary Lou's got a better chance.
Sammy Sue.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. She hits rock and roll. She's a lot... Nobody does Steve.
Nobody does Megan either, so I love.
Wait a minute, Handsome D. Does anybody do Dougie Dougie Doo Doo?
Yeah. Have you never heard the Dougie? Yeah. It's a dance, the Dougie.
You're kidding?
I'm not kidding.
They named a dance after that
the
schmuck.
Dougie. Yeah, it's a hip hop dance.
It's a hip hop dance.
You need to look it up.
The Dougie.
Yeah.
Don't tell me they have the Sheldon on the flip side.
No, it's the Dougie.
There was a band called Doug and the Slugs. It's popular with certain people to replace the word love with the word Doug.
What?
Oh, yep. Wow.
What religion
is
that?
It's just an old-fashioned Doug song. You could do...
Yeah. That's an old-fashioned love song. You superimposed.
Superimposed.
First day with a new lip, Mr. Campana.
Do you need another one of those?
Too bad you couldn't have a micro.
It's picking it up. That was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
I think that was the loudest thing. I think I better check for... I didn't. Normally, I don't bring a putty knife.
No, my God.
Well, you can't just chuck it in the urinal. I mean, you gotta.
No, you can't.
Not a normal person.
You could wrap it up in, like, if you had
an infant.
Yeah.
Ah, that's what you bring, Pampers. So you just roll it up into the Pampers, chuck it in, and then.
When I was in college, one of the guys that played in my band, he was a drummer. When we would go to big parties where it was like, there were long lines for the bathroom and long lines to get a drink, he would go wearing adult diapers and just fill the thing up so he would never have to go. Because he could stay in the line and never have to go to the gents. Oh, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Ring me up, too.
And you can ring me up, too. Thank you, Ruby.
You're welcome.
Would you like to sing it, Steve?
No, she hears it all. Well, there's more than one Ruby song.
Save it for next time.
So there's more than one Ruby.
We have to come. Your mission, next time, you got to have a new Ruby song.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal.
Oh, yeah, don't take your guns to town.
Ruby. Ruby. Don't take your guns to town.
Is it guns or love?
Love.
Doesn't matter. You're still in there.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Same
idea. I don't think it's guns after all.
Well, you.
Don't take your love to town.
Right, so. I can weave in.
Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. It's all right, I think. Actually, the episode that had the audible noises the wind, that's the most popular episode so far. So, just when you thought it was safe.
Hey, it's the Smith Brothers. How are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Linwood Dykin.
Hey, could I feel that?
Ooh.
Just don't get too excited.
Linwood has what we would consider a Smith Brothers beard at the moment, quite long.
That looks like a pubic hair gone rogue.
I comb it up from my crotch.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Oh, I'm really glad you said that. It's good. It's good. Stick with us.
Doug, you want to sniff it?
No, I do not want to sniff Dykin's beard. You're a
It does Dykett? Look like. Doesn't it look like pubic hairs?
A bit, yeah, I think a bit. Yeah. Do they go gray?
I'd hate
like
to
that?
Rub his nose.
I do.
From what
Chelsea.
Do you call it?
Hi, Chelsea.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Mary Lou.
Chelsea.
Nice to meet you.
Steve and Douglas.
Hi, Chelsea. I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, nice.
And we usually do it at a different place, but today we're here. So hello, Chelsea. Would you like to say hello to the ladies and gentlemen?
You can tell us your favorite joke.
Yeah, you got a good one?
I don't have any good jokes. Let me think of one.
If you think of one,
all right, come back with a joke.
Years and years ago, before podcasts were big.
Yeah.
They were talking about putting a radio station in Hollowell.
Oh, yeah.
So Linda Campana and I wanted to do a show called Happy Talk on the Kennebec.
Perfect.
And we thought we could do just kind of a gossipy, you know, things that are going on in the community. And we had lots of ideas, but we never, well, they failed. They didn't get it going. No, they didn't even get their license, I don't think. But we took so much abuse from Steve and Dan. Oh, have you started your radio show yet, girls? You were annoying as piss, but don't you think Happy Talk on the Kennebec would have been fun?
I think it would have been fun.
Not too
we
late.
We could do a podcast.
You were really ahead of your time.
We really were.
Not too late, though. You could get Dougie to set something
up. Oh, yeah, I can set it up.
He could be our producer.
We could throw a couple of those stupid wines that she likes into her. And
we don't need it.
That limoncello, that will do it.
We don't need it. She needs no alcohol.
Watch it. We got
beep, beep.
Hold it. Have you got your joke?
Oh. She's been too busy.
Still thinking.
Well, I have an awful joke that, because I never remember jokes.
Okay.
And this is an awful joke. It's gross.
All right. I'm bracing myself.
Okay. So what's the difference between pussy and parsley?
What's the difference between pussy and parsley?
Mrs. Mary Lou Dyer, people.
I do not know.
Nobody eats parsley anymore.
Oh!
But her best one, though, was the stupid joke about...
Oh, yeah, it's a blonde joke. So the blonde...
Mary Lou, by the way, for our listeners, is blonde. Go.
And always has been a real blonde. Just look at my eyebrows.
As opposed to Rose Bailey.
So, I forgot about that. That is a good joke. So,
what, this, Rose Bailey or?
See, this is why I don't tell jokes. Campana is a pain in the ass.
You heard it here first,
Mary Lou Dyer.
reporting.
So, the blonde answers the phone.
Yep.
And it's the salesman for the furnace that she purchased. And he's saying, lady, you owe us for this furnace. You bought the furnace a year ago. You have not paid a cent. We're sick and tired of it. She said, I don't have to pay for it. He said, yes, you do. You do have to pay for it. She said, I do not have to pay for it. You told me when I bought it, it would pay for itself in a year.
Nice.
That's a cute blonde joke.
You know, I might steal that little riff and stick it on
there. So a doctor patient goes to the doctor and he says he feels like a pair of curtains. Doctor says, pull yourself together, man.
Oh! Oh! And the crowd here at Doc 4 goes wild.
That's very good.
Very good. And well told.
You can tell that's our style.
Yeah. This has been Doug Bergfeld, Steve Campana, and Mary Lou Dyer.
Woo-hoo.
Broadcasting tonight for this segment of the podcast from Dock 4 in Portland, Maine.
They said to Julius Caesar.
Trying to do a link. Make sure you subscribe and comment. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Alley Chat, originating from the Liberal Cup at Dummer's Lane. Stay tuned for more podcasts every week. Don't forget to like us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts delivered. See you next week.
This week, we recorded the show at Two Gramps Brewing in Gardner on Water Street, Dock 4 in Portland, Maine on 4th Street, and of course, the Liberal Cup in Hollowell on Water Street. If you have a bar or a restaurant and would like us to record the show in your establishment, please send me an email at thealleychat@gmail.com. Thank you very much.